This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dito Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's sports leader. Always live on the Odyssey app. Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil rocking with us. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. And they'll take you up to 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, we've got college basketball for you right here on ESPN 1320.
Nice.
The Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. All right, we need to talk about me almost making the Kings lose last night. Oh. We need to talk about me almost making the Kings lose last night.
Okay.
So.
You almost jinxed them?
I did. So, what had happened was, let me get my exact times right here. With 56.2 seconds left, Donovan Mitchell in a three-point game. He missed that little floater. He had a couple of sick moves to get in the lane last night, by the way.
Oh, he's...
Donovan Mitchell's nasty.
Yeah, he's playing so well.
So he misses that little floater with 56.2 left. Keegan Murray gets the defensive rebound with 54 seconds left. So what my brain did was I went, okay, as they're bringing the ball up the court, I'm going, okay, if you burn about 20 seconds of shot clock here, that leaves them 34 seconds in a five-point game. And then I kind of start... As the possession went, I had 30 seconds in my head still and then subtracted the shot clock again.
Oh.
So I had in my mind that by the end of that possession, there were going to be like, 15-ish seconds left. And so when Malik hit the shot, I just tweeted out real quick, that's a good-ass win for the Kings.
Oh.
Because I thought, again, I'm doing stuff. I'm watching, but I'm not like super close because I had it up. I was second screening. I had it up on my phone. I was not like locked in, like looking at the time. I just messed up the math in my head.
Oh, gotcha.
Which happens a lot. So I tweet that out. I'm sitting here and I hear Donovan Mitchell hit that ridiculous three like 3 seconds later out of the timeout. Inbound, gets to the corner and hits it. And I hear that and I go, all right, well, how much time is left? And I look and I see that there's 32 seconds left.
Oh.
And I realized then, like, it all hit me at once. So I had to jump on the internet, had to delete the thing and hope that it didn't hose them. And it didn't, because Malik Monk went down and hit a couple of free throws. And the Kings took home a win. Ironically, he hit the free throws with about 12 seconds left, which is what I thought was going to be left at the end of the previous possession.
I never tweet out the final until it's actually done. Like, mm-hmm. So I Kings win with a period on the end. But I wait until the final second has ticked off the clock. Because I don't.
Four?
What do you mean?
When you just say Kings win.
Well, we're way ahead of TV. It's just to put it out there that the Kings win.
Okay. Right.
I don't put Kings lose every time.
Okay. Yeah. I was, that was almost my bad. And I wore it. I did the tweet again after they actually finally officially won.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all good. But it would have been, that would have been on me. I would have worn that. That's my fault.
We're super, we're both superstitious. It's funny.
Just, well, no, it's not even superstitious. Like, I mean, I guess I am. I just don't want, like, I feel bad because I don't want to, I don't know. I just messed up. I'm not trying to make it like, oh my God, the Kings lost because of me.
Yeah.
Even though I have no impact on what's happening on the court. But anyways, that's what happened last night. My bad. Let's get to our guy Big E on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. 916-909-1320. 916-909-1320. Big E, what's up, man?
My guys, how y'all been?
Vibing, bro. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Good, thank you. Don't worry, Kyle. I'm here to admit I'm also wrong. I'm taking back everything to make Malik our sixth man again. He's not like a traditional point guard, but I don't know which team has one these days. Unless we're going to bring back the theme team one offense, but who knows when Sabonis is going to be back. And then also, how did you guys feel about Devin Carter being in the closing lineup? I was super nervous, but I have to admit the young man came through.
Yeah. I you know what? Devin Carter was in the closing lineup out of necessity. Because Keon Ellis picked up his fifth, but I also thought he was just playing really, really well and causing a bunch of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was okay with it. He had not played crunch time minutes all season.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to be in that moment, like, look, if somebody earns it, they deserve to be there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not
pull a guy playing well off the court just for the sake of it.
Yeah. And hey, let's be honest, they were missing three other rotational players last night.
Sure.
Yeah. They were missing DeMontis Sabonis, Zach LaVine, and Jake LaRavia.
Yeah.
You were down, you know, to only a few options there and mm-hmm. the options that you had, like some of them were playing well, but again, foul trouble with Keon. Mm-hmm. And you know, when a player's in foul trouble, it also shows you that maybe they're not being as effective defensively as, say, Devin Carter, who was able to play 30 minutes last night and had, what, two fouls?
Two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so maybe just the matchup, for whatever reason, was better for Devin Carter.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, sure, it's going to be that way sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've been pretty steadfast in the team makes more sense with Keon starting and Malik coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Obviously, when Zach LaVine is out, that changes the calculus a little bit. Or if DeMar DeRozan was out, that changes the calculus a little bit. But I'm not ready to punt on the idea that Malik Monk absolutely has to start because he played really well last night. We've seen him play really well coming off the bench too.
No, I agree.
So I'm not, but last night he was freaking fantastic. So
to me, like, I don't mind Malik Monk as a starter. I think in this specific roster construction, the best thing would be to have him come off the bench
yes,
and give you a
that's
punch.
All. That's
right?
all. That's thank you. That's all this is about.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not about Malik as a player.
No, no. And for me, if Malik Monk is starting next to Keon Ellis, the Kings are probably going to be pretty solid. Like, they can mask mm-hmm. each other's deficiencies, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But then what you can't have is three guys who don't play defense in the starting lineup. You can't have three guys who want to score 20 every night and mm-hmm. you're starting as your 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that structurally doesn't make that much sense. But it's really difficult to change midstream. And I don't have anything with Malik. I've said it many times. Mm-hmm. I don't care who it is of the three. Either it's your star six man who's become a starter who earned a big contract,
mm-hmm.
or it's the $43 million man, or it's the future Hall of Famer.
Sure.
One of them.
It's tough. It's not easy.
No.
No doubt.
One of them, to me, should be coming off the bench,
mm-hmm.
but that's why they're going to, you know, Keon Ellis 4 minutes
right.
into the game
right.
to yeah. mask it.
Yeah. Yeah. Malik was very good last night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, bro, look, let's get to TC. In Sacramento, wherever TC is. What's up, TC?
Kyle Hammer, what's up?
What's up, dude?
Oh, man, just vibing. Hey, just a little night. Hey, before we get Kings, a little Niners. Colin Hammer, hey, I love what the Niners is doing with Brock right now, bro, period. I like that. Okay. As far as the game last night, I love what I've seen, Hammer. I like, man, we the lightning in the bottle. I mean, you hate to see players go down, right? But I like what I've seen from Devin, and that had to happen that way last night. And I like the strings that Doug is pulling, man. So I like the three defensive guys that we got, man. So what we throwing out there, Devin? Actually, no, we got more than that. We got Devin, Jake, Keon, and Keegan to go along with our scoring, bro. And overall, a team, good defense. So I think, man, I wish this season would have went different. But, hey, we are what we are. And I think we're going to be one of the scariest playoff teams. Well, excuse me, the play-in playoff teams getting in, bro. So that's all I got, man. We're going to be scary, y'all. Get ready.
My man. Appreciate you, TC. The Oak Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Yeah, you kind of, if you zoom out a little bit, you see the concept, the direction. I don't know the exact word I'm looking for. We see the outlines of how this rotation could be really, really good.
Yeah, but what I don't want is for like the last 14 games, 15 games, whatever's left, for mm-hmm. this to be like, hey, will this work for next season? Like, no. Like, for 82 games, like, again, it's not about talent, it's about fit. It's about piecing things together that make sense together.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they had a major change in their lineup, you know, in their roster.
Mm-hmm.
And then they doubled down and added two more pieces that also changed the direction of this team as well.
Mm-hmm.
In Laravia and Jonas Valanciunas. But it was a stopgap. This mm-hmm. needs to be, like, the road to what's next.
Yeah.
And it can't just be like, oh, we're going to add a couple, because first of all, they're going to lose before they add in the offseason. Like, Trey Lyles is a free agent. You don't really have the $8 million mm-hmm. a year that he's making this year. Maybe he comes back on a 2-year $8 million deal, like mm-hmm. $4 million a year or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't just have the money. You're not going to have all of these other pieces that you know, the back of the bench, I know he's not playing that much, but Jay Crowder or Doug McDermott, like a lot of pieces are changing. And you're going to have to make major decisions on Keon Ellis's future. You're going to have mm-hmm. to make major decisions on Keegan Murray's future mm-hmm. this summer. Like, this should be like a really good, hey, we got to the finish line
mm-hmm.
and we still are in the play-in. Mm-hmm. We survived a coach getting fired. We survived trading our best player. We survived the chaos of, you know, whatever it is that this entire season has been. That's where we should be looking at. This should not be like, hey, can we run this back?
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think that's, and I don't think there's, I don't want to say anybody, but I think the general consensus is, okay, there's got to be some tweaks moving forward here. But I think what TC's talking about, when you look at, man, Jake Laravia looks like a just rotational contributor. Devin Carter, the last few games, has looked really good, specifically last night.
Well, Laravia, and again, sorry, we don't know if he'll be back next year.
Sure. Keon Ellis, and again, whether he's back long term, we don't. We've talked about before the decisions the Kings have to make there. But just talk about this year, when we go from, man, they've lost four in a row, and boy, they just, oof. But then you see them last night, and you see the way the pieces can fit. And just in a vacuum, just this year, not looking ahead to the offseason and beyond, just in a vacuum for this year, it's hard not to be like a little optimistic. Even if you're a pessimistic fan and you're like, eh, this team just, nah,
mm-hmm.
I don't like, they're about 500. I think that's kind of what they are. Totally. I think they're about a 500 team. Maybe a game or two better, maybe a game or two worse, depending on how things shake out.
Yep.
But I think that's right about where they are. But the reason that they could still be dangerous, the reason that you go into a 9-10 matchup and you'd probably feel good about it, especially since you're likely hosting it, and then the reason you'd feel okay going on the road for a 7-8 matchup to try and grab the last play-in spot is because of nights like last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there are times when, hey, you know what? Everything lines up right. Everybody's playing really well. People are hitting shots. And nobody's doing, nothing happened last night that was like out of the ordinary. Devin Carter having a huge game was a little bit different, but that can happen.
And he didn't have a 25-point
game. Yeah, right, exactly. It wasn't like over the moon, like, oh my God, Devin Carter went for 40. Like, yeah, no, it's just, oh, yeah, I think they can probably do that again. But the reason they're not better is because they haven't been doing this night in and night out. And that's going to be the question. But last night is proof positive that, like, it's in there.
Yeah.
Like, they have the pieces to be really dangerous.
But we have to remember that the team that just beat Memphis and Cleveland in back-to-back games is the same team that lost to Golden State and Phoenix in back-to-back games 5 days ago.
Well.
And that's the problem. That's where you have to keep reminding yourself that this is not a finished product.
Yeah.
They can be better. They can fight to the finish line. They can mm-hmm. show a grit or a personality that we didn't know that they had. And, yeah. They might be able to win one. They might be able to win two play-in games. They might be able to get to the first round of the playoffs.
Sure.
That doesn't change the fact that this, the way they're constructed right now, is not the way that they should be constructed moving forward.
Yep. All right. Your calls on the Oak Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. Your calls coming up. We'll take a look around the NBA scoreboard from last night. Good night for the Kings. If they're trying to make a little climb up the standings, we'll talk about that, and we'll dive into tonight's Kings Bulls game as well. James Ham's there. I'm Kyle Madsen. Joe Brazil's behind the glass. This is ESPN 1320 at Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2, Sacramento sports leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
To the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Hey, man. The Kings and Bulls play tonight in a battle of the nine seeds. The lack of the juxtaposition between the play-in tournament in the West and the play-in tournament in the East is so funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, we do the thing a lot where we look at the Kings at 35 and 33. They would comfortably be the seventh seed in the East. Like, comfortably.
Okay.
By multiple games. And that's just record. I know if you played in the East, you're playing an easier schedule, et cetera. I got it. They'd be better if they were in the East. The Bulls are 29 and 40. That would put them a half game behind the 13 seed Spurs. In the West. And they're the number nine seed. The Kings and Bulls would both host a play-in game if the standings stay. And in the East, it's Hawks, Magic, Bulls, Heat. Those are your four play-in teams right now. And those are very likely going to be your four play-in teams. Potentially in that exact order. Whereas in the West, and none of those teams are a threat. Nobody's looking at any of those four teams and going, don't want to see them.
Of
maybe Orlando?
Yeah, maybe Orlando.
But the Hawks? Nah. Couldn't care less. The Bulls? Nah, no. The Heat? Not afraid. The Magic? Nah, okay. Maybe they give you a little series if you're Boston. Maybe they win a game. Maybe they get two. But you're not scared of the Magic. No. Then you jump to the West.
Yeah.
You've got the Clippers, the Timberwolves, the Kings, and the Suns are your four play-in teams in the West. And all four of those teams classify to me as, hey, I don't think the Thunder probably want to see any of them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, with the Thunder specifically, I think the Thunder don't care. But everybody else in the Western Conference, Like, I don't think the Rockets want the Kings in the first round.
No.
I don't think the Lakers in their current state, like, I don't think that they want the Kings in the first round either. Denver, maybe, but then again, you know, the Kings have played Denver strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think it's really interesting, too, if you look at the Eastern Conference has five teams that have 24 wins or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Western Conference has two.
Mm-hmm.
If we go to 29 wins or less, there are seven teams in the Eastern Conference and three in the West with 29 wins or less.
Jeez.
Like, there is a huge imbalance here. And what you took, the really, you know, the point that you made is that when you're in the Western Conference, you play every team in the Western Conference either three or four times. Mm-hmm. When you're in the Eastern Conference, you play every team in the Eastern Conference mm-hmm. either three or four times. You play every Western Conference team twice.
Mm-hmm.
And every Eastern Conference plays the Western Conference teams twice. Mm-hmm. Every Western team plays Eastern Conference twice. So you're playing, not only are your stats like going to be pumped up because of that, but like you're playing bad teams a lot of the time if you're in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
I mean, seven teams that are 11 games under 500 or worse.
And you have...
That's crazy.
Toronto is actively not trying. Brooklyn has been actively not trying. The 76ers' two best players are now done for the year. Mm-hmm. The Hornets have not been trying all year, and the Wizards have not been trying all year.
Yeah.
This is not like, oh man, the 76ers were really good for 50 games and then the wheels came off because they got hurt. Like, nah, they've just kind of been ass all year.
Oh, no, they have been horrible.
The Nets, the second it looked like, oh, hey, Jordy Fernandez got those guys playing well, it's like, nope, trade everybody.
Pull the plug.
You gotta, whoa, stop all this. Cam Johnson, your ankle hurts, right? Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, except for Cam Johnson. We're not trading Cam Johnson.
Yeah.
We want two firsts for Cam Johnson. Everyone else, off the ship.
Giving everyone away except Cam. Yeah, man, when we were just looking at the Bulls-Kings matchup, it was like, oh, they're both 9 seeds, and then it's... The Kings are 6.5 games up on the Bulls in the standings.
Yeah, all 9 teams are not created equal.
No. Seven ahead in the loss column.
Ugh. And the crazy thing is they're both on back-to-backs tonight. We have the dual back-to-back, which is I wish the NBA did more of this.
Yes,
like
I agree with you.
Force teams to play back-to-backs, don't make it so ridiculous. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, every single time the Kings played the Warriors, the Kings were on the second night of a back-to-back.
Man.
And it's like, how do you get a true gauge? And I know back-to-backs are a function of the league and all that, but at the same time, you know, like, at least make them fair. And the league doesn't usually make them fair. I think this is twice the Kings have faced, like, in the last 2 weeks, they faced a team on the second night of a back-to-back where both teams are on the second night. That's good.
God, the Bulls. So the Bulls have won 5 of their last 7.
Okay.
They road win against the Magic, road win against the Heat. They blew out the Pacers. They beat the Nets. They lost by 3 to the Rockets, who've been playing a lot better lately. They beat the heck out of the Jazz. They lose to the Suns by 6 last night. Now they play the Kings tonight. Then they're at the Lakers, at Denver, home Lakers, home Dallas. But then they're at OKC. That's a brutal stretch of games. Yikes.
Yeah.
Around the NBA last night, speaking of the standings, the Mavs are finally down to 11th. They held on to the 10 seed for a lot longer than I thought they were going to.
Way longer than they should have. Like,
they finally lost 4 in a row. The Suns won 2 in a row. They lost to the Mavs lost to the Pacers last night, 135-131, while the Suns beat these Chicago Bulls, 127-121. Phoenix now up to 10. So Phoenix would be the Kings' opponent at Golden 1 Center in the play-in if the standings hold.
Yep.
That's bad. Bad news.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that they're going to play each other on the last game of the season as well.
Yeah.
So you'll have like a tune-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's...
That might be a rest everybody game.
For both teams.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to depend on if you're at where you're at in the standings. Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, we're good. We're going to pull the plug on this game.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 3 days or whatever. Oh, yeah. Man. That's interesting.
Suns just stay in Sacramento.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd leave.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. The Timberwolves lost to the Pelicans last night. Minnesota had been cruising. Now they've lost 2 in a row. Hey, man, look, Minnesota was due to lose a couple. It matters a little bit less for the Kings for now. If Sacramento plays as well as they did last night over the next week and a half, then we can start talking about 6 and 7 seeds again. But I see the vision with New Orleans. I see why New Orleans is so committed to this, to whatever they're doing.
Yeah, because they will it ever work?
I don't know. I don't know. And that's Herb Jones is out. I think Trey Murphy's done for the year. Zion is an enigma. We have no idea. Part of me goes, why don't they just trade this dude? You could get assets for him. Like, accelerate this rebuild a little bit around Herb Jones and Trey Murphy, and you have CJ McCollum there, now you have DeJounte Murray there. But then you see Zion play when he's healthy, and you're like, yeah, I get it. I get why they're not getting rid of this guy.
Yeah, I got into an interesting discussion on the court the other night about Zion and the situation that the Pelicans are in. And you do know that the second you trade him, he's just going to become that guy, and you're going to be the team that gave him up.
Yep.
You lucked into
him and then gave him away.
And you took pennies on the dollar because that's what you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody wants his contract if he's not going to be able to play and all that stuff. Right now he can't play back to backs, but that's a team mandate, not his mm-hmm. own, and he wants to play in the back to backs. So he wants to be out there playing, and the team is holding him back, which is a sort of a shift from what's happened over the last couple of years. But he's like, hey, I keep getting pegged as this guy that just doesn't play,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not me this time. Like, I'm ready to play, but they're just like putting that label on him. And what are you supposed to do?
29 points, 5 boards, 8 assists, 3 steals, 12 of 16 from the field last night for Zion.
Wow.
In a win over a good Minnesota team. Man.
It's funny. They traded Brandon Ingram. Is he done for the year? He had the ankle problem, right?
I have no idea.
He hasn't played.
Brandon Ingram has ceased to exist in my head.
Yeah, he's never played.
Huh.
After getting traded, he never
played
again.
That makes sense. They're tanking. You get healthy. You sign into the big extension. You try next year.
I guess. And they did give him the extension.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just totally bizarre.
I have a question. Speaking of the 9-10 matchup, we talked about the Suns and like, oh, man, I don't want to see the Suns. The Blazers, very sneaky after beating the hell out of the Grizzlies last night. 115-99, the final there. Portland's 2 back of the 10 seed.
So you're saying
by
there's
accident.
A chance.
Like by accident, apparently. I talked to one of our guys in Portland, and I just said, hey, what's the deal here? Because you're right. You said they've been playing hard. When I watch Portland, that doesn't look like a team that's going, hey, we know what this is. Because you see that players don't tank, right? We hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. But players also kind of know. And it's probably really tough to get up for an NBA game when you know that your team actively doesn't want you to win. Your organization is rooting against you. That's probably tough. That's not what Portland's doing right now. They're playing their asses off. And so I talked to one of our guys in Portland. I said, what's the deal here? Are they gunning for the 10 seed? And he's like, well, kind of. Like, in air quotes. Like, they're not actively trying, but they've been so blatant about their tanking that they're now on, like, a watch list from the NBA. I don't know if there's literally a watch list, but they basically are afraid the NBA is going to come down on them. So they're not, you know, faking all these injuries or having...
Pulling a Utah Jazz?
Yeah, correct. They're not doing the Utah Jazz move. And just blatantly tanking. And they might accidentally run into the 10 seed. Because Dallas is out.
Yep.
They are just too banged up to be viable. The Suns, I have no idea what you're going to get from the Suns on a night-in, night-out basis.
Not at all.
And if you just told me that Portland try-harded their way to the 10 seed, it wouldn't shock me at all. Mm. And I don't know if I would rather, if I'm the Kings, I don't know if I'd rather play the Blazers, who would have to get hot to get the 10 seed, who are young and exciting and like, hey, we're here now. We're going to try our asses off. Or if I'd rather play the Suns, who all hate each other, and you got to deal with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and just the kind of list of talent they have. I don't know which team I'd rather play.
This reminds me of the Kings under Vlade.
The Blazers?
Yeah, the Blazers do.
How so?
Because the Kings were bad, but they wouldn't let go of the rope. They wouldn't cash in the season under Vlade.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, like, we're not just going to lose every game. We're just not going to do that. We're not going to, you know, just be bad to be bad. Mm-hmm. And so, again, in the 2016-17 season, they go 32-50. They kept pushing, right? And yeah, at the end of the season, that's the year they traded DeMarcus. Mm-hmm. But they could have been much bigger, much better than the 8 spot in the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
They moved up to number 3 and then had a pick swap with Philadelphia and dropped to number 5.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, they were number 8 in that draft. And in the lottery, they were number 8, and it was because they're like, hey, we're not just going to tank the rest of the season. That's mm-hmm. we don't want to set that as a standard of who we are. The next season, they had all these young kids, and they did the same thing. They went 27-55.
Mm-hmm.
That team easily could have been a 21 team if they just let off the gas and said, okay, we're not going to push.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they ended up number 8. And moved up to number 2, where they took Marvin Bagley, mm-hmm. which is a whole nother disaster. But the fact is, they just kept pushing because they didn't want the culture of their team to be that of just like horrible. And then in Dave Yeager's final year, they go 39-43.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they really did sort of use some of those training years that they didn't quit to put on a good show. You know, did they fail in the end? Yeah, they failed down the stretch, but still, you know, 39 wins. And the crazy thing was, that was like my 10th season covering the team,
mm-hmm.
or 9th season. That's the most wins by 6 games that I'd ever covered in a season.
That's so crazy.
And that's a year that all they did was run the whole season. Mm-hmm. And then all the drama behind the scenes with Yeager and Brandon Williams, just like chaos. But I appreciated the fact that they tried to win. And I think the basketball gods, like if there are basketball gods, shine down upon the Kings for not giving in. And that's why you go from number 8 to number 2. And that's why, you know, or number 8 to number 3 and, you know, the pick swap situation. I think playing it out the right way, it feels better and it looks better, and you're allowing your players to grow naturally, mm-hmm. without just like putting the culture of losing in your building. Because getting the stink of that culture out is tough.
It's really, that's why what Doug Christie has done this year has been such a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Like, forget how this season goes. And that's why I'm like, yeah, just make him the coach. Because no matter how this season ends up, maybe they lose the 9-10 game. Maybe they go to the first round. Mm-hmm. Maybe they go to the second round. I don't know. It doesn't matter. What we've seen is this team that did not. How many times last year did we use the phrase "let go of the rope"?
Oh yeah,
so many, and they just don't like.
And they won 46 games.
Right, the mindset is different. The culture is different. Like I want to rock with whatever Doug is doing, but that's a kind of separate thing. Did you just say the basketball gods shine down on the Kings?
Yeah, in those drafts. I mean, whether they did made the right pick or not.
Huh.
I don't know. I thought that by playing it out, like, it just...
just mean from the lottery, and then it's up to the Kings.
Yeah, yeah. When you get to the... When you go from the number 8 in the lottery and jump to number 2,
mm-hmm.
when that's,
yeah, that's a big, that's
never
a, that's
happened.
That's a massive leap.
That's never happened for the Kings. Until the 2017 and 2018 drafts. I mean, like, look, the year that they got Tyreke Evans, they were the worst team in the league by far. They went into the lottery as a number 1 odds.
Mm-hmm.
They finished and they had the 4th pick.
Which was as low as they could go.
3 teams moved above them. The next season, they had the second worst record in the NBA. 4 teams jumped above them.
Jesus.
And they were the 5th seed. They were the 5th pick. So, like, the lottery has never typically done right by the Kings. You know, the best pick
they
ever
had. And
they
finally did, and they passed on Luka.
Yeah. Jesus. Although they hit with Fox.
They did hit with Fox.
Yeah.
Man,
the Luka thing will always forever.
It's just always going to be like, it doesn't matter anymore. We're past it. We're moving on.
Yeah.
But it's just when you start, it's just for 16 years, they missed the playoffs. And so the missteps are the story. And that just, man.
Yeah,
also real quick, speaking of tanking teams, the Jazz and Wizards played last night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into the fact the NBA lets the Jazz get away with whatever the hell the Jazz are doing.
Yeah.
Whoever attended that game and stayed for 48 minutes deserves an award. You have to do something when the Jazz and Wizards play late in the season. You have to do something. The NBA needs to, I don't know what it is. I don't even have an idea for this. You have to do something to make that game interesting.
Like an L plush toy.
Yeah.
Just an L.
No, I don't. It's not an in-season tournament. You can't have players playing for draft position. Because that doesn't motivate a player.
No.
For fans, it's like, oh, hey, if we win tonight, we get, you know, a better chance at the number one pick. Okay, that might be fun. But that doesn't change anything for the players. I don't think it changes the quality of the game at all. But you have to do something late in the year to make the Jazz and the Wizards game matter in some way.
I honestly think you should throw them all in one big group, and the lottery is not based off, like, after you draw the first four picks, after that it goes in draft order.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the top, all 14 teams to have the same odds. Like, don't, like, they have allowed the culture of tanking, the NBA. Yeah. They have allowed that to sink into their,
yeah.
And now teams are tanking the entire season for Cooper Flag.
Or if you hit some point in the calendar, your odds go up based on wins or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then you might have teams that are genuinely just ass, and now they're being punished even though they're trying. I don't know. There's no good, like, solution to it. I just saw Jazz and Wizards on the scoreboard last night and was like, good God. People went to that.
Oh.
People watched that.
That's tough.
People are doing radio shows about that game right now. Yikes. He's James Hamm. Joe Brazil's pushing buttons. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The handoff. D'Lo and I got an issue with D'Lo right now.
Oh. You got beef?
Well, let's just go to break.
You're listening to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320 and 98.5 HD2. Sacramento's sports leader. Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
People in here talking about the Anunnaki, man. This is great. Whatever your show, D'Lo and Casey's coming up next. D'Lo's here for the handoff. Whatever your show did to get pyramids and conspiracy theories around the pyramids to be a thing that just people associate with this station,
yeah,
it's the best thing you guys have ever done.
I can't remember how that happened to be. I don't remember how most of our day-to-day show goes, but that did happen.
Okay. Yeah, it was great.
What movie was Kenny in? Because he wasn't part of that.
Yeah, I was not part of that discussion.
Oh, I think it was called The Hustle. Yeah, okay. I think it's called The Hustle. It's a Deion Taylor production from 2008.
How are we just now finding out that Kenny was in a movie?
I'm not sure. He's mentioned Pros versus Joes 17 dozen times.
Sure.
I'm not sure why the extra in the movie has gone.
Yeah, what, how does that go? Have we seen the clip?
Oh, we aired damn near the whole movie on the air. We did.
He's wearing like a XL polo, XXL polo. No,
probably a 3X. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, no beard. Definitely looks younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's out there. Man. It's on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube.
Okay. Know what I'm doing tonight.
Well, just skip to the 56-minute mark and see Casey and then keep it moving.
Okay, bet. Not
love
not an
Deion
Oscar
Taylor,
winner.
Though. Deion Taylor's my guy. I did not watch the movie.
Okay.
We just watched the Kenny scenes on mute. he didn't have
no
a speaking.
Lines.
He didn't have a
line. My girl, Nikki McElroy from high school, shout out El Camino High School, she had a speaking line.
Was this filmed in Sacramento?
It was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
Deion Taylor, Sacramento.
Okay. Great. Salute. Why do you hate people that want Keon Ellis to start for the Kings when we continue to have evidence that the Kings are really good when he starts?
I don't hate those people at all.
Why do you call them Keon Truthers?
Because that
makes us sound like conspiracy theorists.
Well,
there's literally dozens of us.
Well, let's go back to how this conversation started.
Okay, please.
And it started with you talking about the pyramids. And then...
Okay.
You don't know this, but then we went to Stonehenge. Or maybe you do know this.
I do know this.
You do know that.
Yeah.
And then eventually JFK came up. And so, we tied the Keon Ellis crowd into that crowd, and I just named them Keon Truthers.
You know what? Happy to be here now.
Good. I'm glad.
I just don't know what.
I just don't know. It just every time he starts, they win. And it's just,
I don't know that that's mathematically accurate, but I
anecdotally, like, every time he starts, they win. James, what are the? James is looking it up right now.
I will.
Okay. I don't mind the conversation at all. Like, I don't. I think there's a lot of things at play yesterday. I don't think the Kings beat the Cavs because Keon Ellis started. But I do think they had a game plan that they wanted to execute, and Keon helped that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's outrageous that Jonas Valanciunas helped that. I thought Keegan Murray was terrific yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought they were able to maintain. I thought they were able to, I don't want to say handle that lineup that they had, but they kept themselves within striking distance, mm-hmm. and then somehow they struck. That was mm-hmm. the part that, like, going into halftime, I thought, you know, this isn't so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I just didn't think they'd be able to strike.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
They struck in that third quarter. And then, of course, you know, the three-point lead, one-point lead, three-point lead, one-point lead. It's DeMar, it's Mobley, it's Donovan, it's DeMar. It's like, we're going to lose this battle. Like, I did
felt
not
like it.
I did not. I was like, the next time it drops to one and they miss, we're mm-hmm. effed.
Yep.
Because Donovan is going to put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't.
No, it was great.
DeMar did it.
It was
Malik
so
did it. And they got, I think it was after the Malik shot. They got the net. They were the ones that got the stop.
Yeah.
And were able to solidify the win. So, I mean, I think they played everyone who spoke yesterday. Carter and
post-game?
Keegan. Oh, Keegan.
Both said the same thing. And I think, I don't remember if Doug said it or not, but I know the mm-hmm. player said it. We had a game plan and we executed it,
mm-hmm.
particularly in the second quarter on. We were mm-hmm. able to execute the game plan that the coaches put together for us. And Keon was obviously a big part of that. So mm-hmm. I don't have any problem with people who think Keon Ellis should start. I don't have any problem with the sentiment that Keon Ellis should mm-hmm. start. My issue is there's like 15 games left in the season. The idea of implementing that now, thinking it's going to get you to what you hope your final destination mm-hmm. to be, is probably short-sighted and doesn't factor in human emotion.
Yeah, no, and that's what. So we always talk about that. Like, this is what they should do, but they can't for these reasons.
Mm-hmm. You and certainly can't now.
It's you have a Hall of Famer and a $43 million guy, and Malik is now the starter, and you don't want to take him out of the year by putting him back on the bench. I totally get it. I think for me, it's just like that's the avatar for everything you just talked about. A huge reason they won last night was not because they had a bunch of guys who like, oh man, he's in his bag.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they had a bunch of dudes who did the little things.
Yeah.
And they need more of that.
Yeah.
And Keon and being in the starting lineup is just a perfect avatar for like that direction the Kings need to be heading.
Well, I think what they had is they had multiple guys besides Keon who could do that yesterday. James said, I think it was yesterday on this show and on ours, that second unit has a style of playing that maybe the first unit doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helps them. That's that scrappy, get after it, like wolf fight mentality
mm-hmm.
that can, well, win games for you.
Yeah.
But you also need, you know, again, we talk about Keon, we talk about all these different things. In the 3.1 point, 3.1 point, 3.1 point, mm-hmm. that was DeMar. And that was Malik Monk.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what those guys can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys can keep you in position to win.
They're killers.
You know, win a game. DeMar shot that ball in the final minutes of that game with so much confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he took shots where it's like, you can see him, he's not passing. Like, he feels this. He feels this matchup. He knows what he has right here. He's going to get this basket.
Yeah.
And he did every time.
I think it's interesting the like, if we go back to early in the season, every player that you had to bring off the bench was just a different version of a guy who shot a three-point shot.
Mm.
Now, all of a sudden, you got a bunch of scrappy dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like that's how you're going to win some of these games, these mm-hmm. ugly games. The Kings are 10-5 when Keon starts. And we have to do a keyword.
Oh, we do. Today's Jiffy Lube $50 gift certificate exclusive
Truther.
Jiffy Lube hoodie.
Oh, what? Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's not Truther.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Dang it. to get ESPN1320.com, Jiffy Lube contest page, $50 Jiffy Lube gift certificate, exclusive Insiders hoodie you can only get through this giveaway. You go to ESPN1320.com, you hit that contest page, enter the code word FRIAR.
FRIAR.
F-R-I-A-R. FRIAR. For Devin Carter in his career high 16 points last night. He was terrific.
Yep. Enter to win.
Enter to win. It's funny you talk about DeMar DeRozan. So in my daily fantasy lineup, I had DeMar DeRozan higher than 4.5 assists, and he was sitting at like 4 assists entering the fourth quarter, and I was like, uh-oh, this is dicey. And then it was a close game with like 5 minutes left, and I was like, I'm not getting that assist. Mm-mm. There's no chance I'm getting this assist, and he didn't even pretend to pass the ball. One time he got it out to Keegan on the perimeter so he could get out to the perimeter and get the ball back and then work on his dribble again. I was like, yeah, all right, that's fine.
And I was fine with that.
I have zero problem with it.
I was perfectly fine with that last night. And that's what it needed to be.
And but that's like when James and I talk about DeMar DeRozan and when he, it's like that's where you want that.
Mm-hmm.
In that spot where it's like this is a powerhouse Eastern Conference team. I shouldn't even say Eastern. This is a powerhouse NBA team.
Yeah.
And you need to go bucket for bucket with them down the stretch.
Yeah.
There are not that many dudes you'd rather have than DeMar DeRozan in that spot.
Wholeheartedly agree.
So that was not a complaint that he didn't pass it. It was a, I knew that like, oh, this is his time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. That's when you want him. Random second quarter when you're down 10 and maybe not the best time. That's all.
Yeah.
But last night it was outstanding. It's, and just the variety of ways he did it. And just like, hey, I want this switch onto the potential DPOY and I'm going to cook.
I don't often get like emotionally into games. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of just.
Yeah.
Not that I don't, I do want the Kings to win. I'm just not really that fan.
Yeah.
I was invested in last night's game. Yeah. Like, I was like, you know, doing things like this. I was doing like little nervous habits, like, you know, as the ball was going up and down the floor, just like, come on.
Did you get like a.
No, I actually didn't. Right. I just did a little. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Too cool for a fist pump.
No, it was more like, yeah, we're going to have a good day tomorrow. It's a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know how you watch it. I don't, when you go, oh, the regular season doesn't matter. Who watches regular season? It's like, because of that, dude.
That's all I have.
I don't know. Well,
what
are
we talking about?
Well, I just don't know. I don't, if you're just an NBA fan, I don't know how you watched last night and you're not like, hey, that was great hoops.
No, that was
cinema.
So much fun.
What do you guys got coming up on D'Lo and KC?
A lot of this. Jake Gayden's going to be with us. The tournament gets underway today over on CBS 13. Will Z is going to be with us, I think, at 2, and then Matt George, final hour of the show.
Can't wait. D'Lo and KC coming up next. They'll take you up to 4 o'clock. For James Hamm and Joe Brazil, I'm Kyle Madsen. We are the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube, and this is ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. Until 10 a.m. tomorrow, drink water. Be nice, people. Boop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.